This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is California Congressman Devin Nunes. He's a Republican from the Golden State's 21st Congressional District. He's also the author of the brand new book, Restoring the Republic, a clear, concise, and colorful blueprint for America's future. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, Greg, it's my pleasure. Glad to be with you this morning.
Obviously, we're in the midst of an intense political season. There's only a few weeks left until the midterm elections. Republicans are looking at least better numbers, most likely following these elections. And some obviously believe that one or even both houses of Congress might be in play. But as you put this book together, it's clear that it's not just about winning majorities. It's about changing the way that Washington works here, and specifically with how you treat the taxpayers' dollars. Obviously, this falls into a number of different categories, a number of issues. But how do you sum up what you believe the philosophy of the federal government ought to be?
Well, simply put, the title of the book is Restoring the Republic. And I call it that on purpose because we have to get back to a democratic republic, not a centralized government that we have now in Washington. And look, we've been heading down this path for the better part of 30 years towards more and more control in Washington, less and less control owned by the individual American. And basically what it comes down to is that a new Congress, if the Republicans can take control, have got to focus on the big picture issues, one being the entitlement program, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, two being tax reform, real tax reform, and three being a real energy policy for this country. And those are the biggest, most important issues at the highest level.
Let's talk about them briefly, because obviously in just a few minutes we can't get too in-depth. But let's start with the tax code. How would you fundamentally try to change that?
Well, today everybody's talking about the expiration of the Bush tax cuts, which will result in the largest tax increase in American history. And it's kind of a silly argument, quite frankly, because what we really ought to be talking about is charting a whole new course. And what we outline in legislation that's before Congress is we actually have where we go to a two-tier tax system. So basically every American can do their taxes on one form by themselves. And that's the way I think we should head.
In terms of federal spending, obviously that goes along with the tax policy as well. What type of spending reductions would you like to see? We know that your leader, John Boehner, has suggested going back to 2008 levels of spending. Others would say perhaps that's not far enough, given where the Congress had been in the previous 2 years under Democratic control, and even in the Republican control before that, which obviously led to a lot of people deciding to change who they thought ought to be the lead party in Congress. So in the end, what type of spending levels should you be looking at?
So basically all this is for nothing if we don't look at the entitlement program. You can get rid of, you can freeze spending to 208 levels. You can get rid of the Department of Agriculture, Education, whatever you want to get rid of. But the reality of it is we still go broke. So unless we take on the entitlement program, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and now the new Obamacare, and fix those systems, it doesn't matter what we do on spending because the country will basically implode upon itself on the debt that it's incurring.
So let's talk about Social Security and Medicare. What are your ideas for reducing what are clearly costs not only running us into the red, but running us on the brink of bankruptcy if we're not already there?
Yeah, so we have a $15 trillion economy. We have $13 trillion in debt that we actually account for, but that doesn't include the $60 trillion to somebody, people say it's as high as $100 trillion, in debt that we have in Social Security and Medicare. And the bottom line is this, is that we actually have legislation before the Congress. Paul Ryan from Wisconsin, myself and others put this together, where what we say on Social Security, if you're 55 and over, you stay on the existing program. If you're below 55, you go on this new program where you actually own your own retirement program. It's managed by the government, but it's not a Social Security system with defined benefits. So it's basically a way to let people take control of their own lives and get the government out of it.
For those who are approaching 55 and feel like they've paid a whole lot into the system already, will they see a pretty good return on that investment, or will they be just part of a transition that may have to sacrifice a little bit?
No, I mean what we call for in the bills is that what we do is we guarantee everyone a minimum of what they would have received under Social Security. So let's say your Social Security check should have been, let's for easy numbers, $2,000 a month. Well, let's say you get on the new program and your retirement's only $1,200 a month or something. Well, what we do is we supplement that. So basically, you're guaranteed a minimum. But the reality is this: if people have a clear incentive to save for their retirement, they're going to save. If they think the government's going to take care of them in a nanny state, then basically the government's going to implode upon itself, and no one's going to have retirement because the country can't pay for it. We're quickly criticized for trying to get rid of Social Security when the reality of it is all we're trying to do is save Social Security.
We're talking with California Congressman Devin Nunes. The book is Restoring the Republic. And Congressman, how much of a learning curve do you think there's going to be on things like this, not only just in Congress and in the nation as a whole, but even within your own party? I saw a story in the Wall Street Journal where Paul Ryan, who you mentioned, isn't quite sure that the entire party is fully ready to move on from what got you into a lot of trouble back in the last decade.
Well, that's a very good point, and that is exactly why I wrote the book, because everyone has to learn. And so we have to take these issues, break them down in a way that people understand so that they know the consequences of inaction. And that's what the book's about. The book is, I mean, it's pretty clear, it's pretty concise, and it's pretty easy to read. And that's why I did it, because I think people need to know that there are solutions, but it's going to take a fundamental difference in how you think about your government, and we have to get away from centralized government in Washington in order to keep people's individual liberty and freedoms for all Americans.
Just a little over a minute remaining in our conversation with California Congressman Devin Nunes. And, sir, you mentioned that the third leg of this stool dealt with energy policy. We know that your party's been a big supporter of the all-of-the-above strategy, drilling, nuclear power, clean energy future, that sort of thing. What do you outline in the book?
Well, basically, the Republican Party has been somewhat supportive, but we've been really unwilling to go after it and say, look, we need to take and drill all over for oil. And that we have to be honest with the American people, say we cannot continue to buy foreign oil from other countries. Half of our trade deficit is oil. And we have just, the Congress has been unwilling to really hold everyone's feet to the fire and say we've got to go after this oil. But at the same time, if we take the revenue that's generated by this oil, it becomes the largest investment in green and renewable energy in our nation's history. And so you do that with nuclear power plants, and really the plan that I call for in the book, if you're a global warming alarmist, it actually takes more carbon out of the air than any other planet's out there, and at the same time actually grows the economy and makes energy cheaper.
Very quickly, sir, we know that we're going to see an agenda outlined by House Republicans on Thursday about the priorities that the party will pursue if returned to the majority after the November elections. How closely do you expect that agenda to mirror what we've been talking about here?
Well, I think it heads in the right direction. So basically what the Republicans had to put together is something that begins to look at, okay, what can we reasonably get done if we take control of the House of Representatives without a Republican Senate and without a Republican as president? So I think it's a more modest agenda, but I think it's something that's actually doable. And at the same time, it heads in the direction of the things, the big picture items that I talk about in my book.
Congressman, we'll be watching. Thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
California Congressman Devin Nunes represents his state's 21st congressional district. The book is Restoring the Republic, a clear, concise, and colorful blueprint for America's future. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.